Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. It's that time of year. Beer festivals are popping up all over. With the number of breweries in South Dakota continuing to grow, it seems the number of local beer festivals is also on the uptick. Seth Cook of Woodlegs Brewing of Brookings says they plan to take part in several beer fests in the coming months.
There's beer fests during the winter, too, but I think the summer ones are probably the most notable. What we at Wooden Legs like to do is we like to participate in beer fests that support local South Dakota brewers, and it seems that a lot of the breweries themselves are starting to put on some beer fests. Just recently, we headed out to Rapid City to the Hay Camp Brew Festival. It was called Stockman's Days. They've done that, oh boy, it must be a couple years, 3 years, 4 years now. And that's an invite beer festival for all the South Dakota breweries. Then a lot of fun, good way to kick off the summer out there in the Black Hills. The Wood Green has a patio party. I think that's the third year that they've done. What the breweries have done is we've tried to give a venue to each other in a very positive way, is give each other some space in our facilities to come celebrate craft beer of South Dakota, to really highlight, you know, the stuff that's made here, you know, the drink local festivals. 605, I think, is putting on a beer fest again. That's not put on by a brewery, but it is put on by a magazine.
And it's South Dakota Brewers almost entirely,
isn't it? I think so. I think it is an invite on that. And then, of course, we have they had Hoppy Earth Day. That was actually put on in Pierre, and that is not exclusively South Dakota beer. But out in Pierre, they actually try very, very hard to make sure that all the South Dakota breweries can participate. We weren't able to this year.
Last year, we did Hockey and Hops.
All right, Hockey and Hops. That was a blast, and we'll see if we can get something put together for that again this year. We'll still have hockey somehow. I'm not sure. Right. Maybe we'll do a broom ball and hops game. That sounds dangerous.
Brooms and hops, does that work?
People turn up thinking it's a Quidditch match.
Hey, there you go, Quidditch and hops.
Quidditch and hops. Also this year, we're going down to one down in Yankton that one of the local hop producers is putting on.
There are a bunch of them. Just keep an eye on Facebook. More
it's
beer untapped after this.
Time of the year to celebrate beer. So why don't you try something new? I'm willing to bet that you won't regret sampling these handcrafted brews.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we discuss beer festivals. There are plenty coming up this summer in the area. If you've never attended a beer fest before, Seth Cook of Woodlegs Brewing has some helpful tips for you.
Plan ahead. You know, make sure you've got a safe ride. The fact of the matter is that even though you have small samples, there's an abundance of them, so please make sure you plan ahead in that regard. Make sure you grab some waters. These things have a tendency to go long, and they're incredibly exciting. It's easy to overdo it. Make sure you hydrate, and that's just not just from a responsibility perspective, but these are often outside, and it's important to make sure you have that. And also, always have something to eat. You're going to try some beers, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So those are kind of the physical things of it. Here's the other thing that I would tell you. Go prepared and be ready to ask questions of the brewers. More often than not, for the brewing fest that we've just talked about, those are going to be repped by actual brewers or people that own the brewery or directly work for the brewery. Those ones are the ones that we like to go to because you get to meet the guys that make the beer. So go and talk to them, because I will tell you, that feeds their souls to have people come and talk to them. And most of the brewers are very accepting of difference of opinions or collaboration about what people like or have experienced. I would say 99% of the brewers I've talked to are very cool guys and gals. They just are there to have fun too. They enjoy the festivals. So when you go there, don't be afraid to go say, where are you from? How long you've been there? What beers do you make? How many people?
Tell me about this beer.
Right. Tell me about the beer. Why did you select these hops? And the brewers are usually really cool and will make time out of their day as often as they can just to come chat with you. Bring your camera. It's always a lot of fun to take pictures. And Untapped, if you have your phone out, it's always kind of fun to do kind of a journal on what beers you've had and what you like. And come ready to try new things. That's the other thing, is a lot of brewers will bring some of their staples there, and then they'll bring some of their weird things there. And it's small samples, so you get to try them all.
This is what I do, is I go planning on, okay, let's try the beers I've not had.
Right, and very often the beer fest will issue some type of list. If they don't have a full beer list, they at very least will have an attendee list, and you'll be able to see the breweries.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.